Today, Delta announced a nearly 30% increase in profits for the latest quarter over this time last year. Delta CEO Ed Bastian had this to say on CNBC.
Demand was really strong. We had top line growth of 7.5% in the quarter, our highest revenues in the March quarter in our history. And as you know, March is typically our seasonally weakest quarter, so we feel very good about that.
Joining us now is Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what's behind these good numbers for Delta?
Well, you've got the broader strong economy. That means people are flying more. They're paying more for airline tickets when they fly. Well, at the same time, jet fuel prices are roughly the same as where they were a year ago. So when you have people paying more, but an airline not spending a lot more, that's helpful. That's helpful for all airlines. But then Delta in particular, you know, a few days ago, what's called the airline quality ratings came out and said Delta's the top airline in America based on rankings like punctuality, not losing very many bags, not getting very many customer complaints. And in an industry that's kind of commoditized where, you know, it costs Delta about the same as it does American or United to carry a passenger. If your costs are similar and if people are willing to pay more to fly you because they like you a little better, that can add up to big profits. There's more than one way to make money in the airline industry. I mean, you know, Spirit makes a lot of money too, but Delta certainly has figured out a way. And as you heard in that soundbite from Ed Bastian, they've taken some of the seasonality out of the business. That winter quarter airlines used to hope just not lose money. Now they're making big money.
And Delta, by the way, does not have any 737 MAX jets in its fleets, unlike American and Southwest. Why doesn't Delta have those? And did that help them?
Yeah, I mean, they're surely glad right now to not have them. Of course, they didn't know what was going to happen. There's a lot of luck involved there. Partly, though, Delta does tend to have a philosophy of not being a first mover, not going first when it comes to new aircraft programs. And that, in this case, certainly helped it.
Meanwhile, Seth, we are waiting for an announcement today from JetBlue. What are we hoping to find out?
Seems to be the worst kept secret in the airline industry. I mean, all they said is they're going to have this big event for employees. But everybody who watches this airline believes that they are going to announce transatlantic service for the first time, flying from somewhere in the U.S. to somewhere in Europe. They've made a bunch of, if you're kind of paying attention, regulatory filings that, you know, that indicate they're interested. And they've said in the past that they're interested in doing that. So most of us think that's what's going to happen today.
Now, why would a carrier like JetBlue want to launch transatlantic service when we just saw WOW Air, the low-cost Icelandic airline, go out of business, as you've told us many times, because they launched their transatlantic service and they just couldn't support it?
Yeah, it's a tough business to get into. For JetBlue, there's a lot less risk here. This is a rather big airline, you know, 250 airplanes. And, you know, we'll have to see here, assuming they do in fact say that this is what they're going to do, what their precise plans are. But they're not betting the airline on this. And if they do it, it's not going to be so different from a lot of what they're already doing. I mean, they fly from, you know, New York to Los Angeles, where they have live flat premium seats already there. And so to, you know, just kind of turn and go the other way, fly to, you know, London, Amsterdam, wherever, from a place like New York, you know, Boston, another big base for them, where the planes that they're rather clearly interested in getting can reach, wouldn't be such a big departure.
That is Seth Kaplan, Here Now transportation analyst. Seth, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.